used to hearing the terminology and the you know, the quotes of saying, like, the higher you go, sometimes the harder it gets.
Right. It's lonely at the top, right?
And
what they say.
But it's literally just growing pains. Mm. So what we consider some of those strongholds being are growing pains. And how can you expect to grow without experiencing some of those growing pains? Now, it takes 20 minutes on the track, never hitting the brakes, so do the math, step back, don't get in my way. I'll fuck you over if you out of the
car and give you a taste at the cop and independence, huh? I would have lost my top. Okay. Well, today is going to be quite an episode for you all. I want to welcome you all again back to the Big Bang, brought to you by Kingdom Culture Agency, and I'm your host, Poet Presley. Thank you all for joining in again. I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors at Got Success. Make sure you all check out Got Success Store for everything success. Today, I have a special guest for you all, Tanika Johnson. She's a mogul. She has Mogul Mondays, Freedom Fridays, Winning Wisdom Wednesdays. I believe that's it. She told me that would be a lot to say, but it's really not. Tanika is the owner of Cultivate with Tanika Johnson. She's helped over 200 clients. She's certified as a professional life coach. She does business coaching, organizational development consulting, and leadership, right? So she's helping a lot of people take their businesses to the next level. She's been an entrepreneur for about 18 years now. She's been doing professional coaching for about 6 years, and she has 20 plus years of training and development and leadership, right? So she's just amazing. She's currently shifting her business more towards organizational development, as an organizational development agency, right? So she's going into more of the commercial side, helping larger corporations develop their organization and take it to the next level. She's an expert in corporate wellness strategies. She works with some of the top wellness organizations in this southeastern region, helping them develop their business and taking it to the next level. And she's all around helping solo entrepreneurs. How do you say it?
Solopreneurs
shift and go to the next level. She's all about leveraging the power of your mind to develop the truest success. So just that mind power that you have within you, bringing out that true success. She's taking a holistic approach with her business, and she's using her expertise to help service and equip people, not only with the tools and strategies to master their life and take their life to the next level, but their business. One thing that I do want to say is that when we originally started Kingdom Over Culture at the very, very beginning stages, when it was just an idea, I got on a call with Tanika, and she took the business to the next level. She helped us really shift from zero, just an idea, to helping multiple businesses make over seven figures. So it's an honor and a privilege to have you here today. How's it going?
It's going amazing. It's definitely a blessing to be here today and to be in the presence of the kingdom. You know, it's definitely a blessing. So yeah. I feel great.
Yeah. So she's an expert with, you know, coaching. I've known you to work with a lot of people and a lot of businesses, and today I want to go into the power of strongholds, because strongholds can be a good thing, but it can be a bad thing, mm-hmm. right? You can have a stronghold that's taking you to the next level, right. but a lot of times it's looked at as a barrier, something that can hold you down. What are your thoughts on that? You look like you were ready to go at it already.
No, but that's true. So I think we are used to hearing the terminology and the you know, the quotes of saying, like, the higher you go, sometimes the harder it gets.
Right. It's lonely at the top, right?
That's
what they say.
But it's literally just growing pains. Mm. So what we consider some of those strongholds being are growing pains. And how can you expect to grow without experiencing some of those growing pains? Now, that's not to say that all of them are, you know, considered in a good way as growing pains, right? Because I consider growing pains as a good thing.
Right.
But some people, you know, sometimes strongholds are a negative thing. And right. sometimes strongholds can be like what has been left to you, you know, from family issues, from personal internal issues, from maybe business issues that you're currently having. It just depends on what it is and like how you self-identify with what's happening, you know? So it's expected that as you grow that you're going to have some growing pains and some strongholds that might, you know, challenge you to be able to go to the next level. It's just a test. It's a test to see if you actually really want what it is that you're praying for and that you're asking for. So that's how I look at it.
Yeah. Yeah. That's powerful. So with having these growing pains, these strongholds, how do we utilize that to cultivate ourselves into our destiny or our purpose in life?
Absolutely. So I think one of the biggest things you have to do is recognize your perspective. So the way your mindset plays a role in your life every day is all about perspective. Mm. So you can always say what they say, look at the glass half empty or half full. So if you're dealing with an issue and you're always looking at the issue as it being like a negative, you know, thorn in your side, like it's really slowing you down or you really can't overcome it, that's all a mindset thing. And it's not to say that as human beings that we're not going to, you know, slip back sometimes, because sometimes, you know, some things do get to be overwhelming. But the best thing or the most important thing that you could do is just learn how to self-identify. Do that self-identification. Do that self, get into that self-awareness work of like, what is really happening? Like, is this really happening to me or is it happening for me? Is this really happening because some of the things that I spoke of in my prayers, like, come with the territory that I'm asking to be launched into? Like, what is actually coming with what I'm asking for? And I think a lot of the times we don't assess what comes with, you know, the magnification of our territory that we're asking to be launched into.
You flowing right now. I want you to know that. And I love it. I love it. So I think one of the important, one of the most vital aspects of strongholds just in general is self-identifying them, being aware of them. Is that what you're saying?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So once you give us an example. Give us an example of someone you work with and they had a specific stronghold, whether it was not believing in themselves, being self-conscious, and how when they were able to identify those things, it shifted them to the next level.
Absolutely. So one of my clients that I still work with, his name is actually Ryan Zuber. He's the owner of Your Favorite Nutrition.
Boss, man.
He's boss.
Shout out.
Definitely.
He a boss.
Literally, when I started with him, I realized that he had the hustle. He had the grind. He was missing the structure and the strategy and a little bit of the mindset to take it to the next level. So literally, when we started, like, he was already kind of touching, like, between 10 and 15K months. But now, just the elevation that I've been able to instill within him, you know, the strategies that I've been able to apply to his business model have been able to help him elevate and take him to the next level to where he's booked over $100,000 in corporate contracts and counting right now. And he never saw that happening for his business. He never saw that happening, you know, as a point to where, like, it was going to put him on the level to where, like, Methodist Lebanon is calling him, St. Jude is calling him, like, MLGNW saying, hey, can you participate in our wellness fairs? Like, these are large companies that people are well known.
Y'all better listen
up. Right. So now he's in these spaces, and it's literally because it was a change of mindset and confidence. So it was a change in mindset from going from, okay, we're just doing this for likes and, you know, for the comments. Attention and for comments and stuff like that. And it's saying, like, you don't realize the power of the business that you have. Like, your business brings healing. So with you bringing healing, there are so many people that need to be touched by this. So you can't play with the healing of, you know, what you're doing. You know, you have to be able to take this and say, how can I be able to serve more people and be able to touch more people knowing that I'm doing healing through nutrition is his tagline. And knowing that there are so many realms and so many spaces that I can come into and that can welcome this, and that the community needs this. Just saying that you could be like a community liaison between doctors and the people that are in the community. Like, how do we bring this together to get them excited about health, to get them excited about nutrition, to get them excited about just feeling better?
Right.
Especially being where we are, which is, you know, in one of the fattest cities in the country, yeah, right?
Tell them the city.
Being in one of the fattest cities, Memphis is one of the fattest cities in the country. So to get him to change the perspective of saying, hey, you don't just sell juice and meal prep. Like, right. you actually do way more than that.
That's powerful. That's branding.
I was able to get him confident enough to where some of that knowledge that he was holding, because he's a walking dictionary, like a walking encyclopedia.
Literally.
It's crazy. Some of that knowledge that he was holding, let people experience that instead of experiencing what you were previously displaying, because you were probably not in the mindset, and even more so not confident about whether or not people will receive what it is that you had in your mind.
Gift.
Right, you'll receive your gift, right? Mm. So sometimes when you're put in a position to where you have to be in smaller environments, that environment will cause you to do things that are on that level, if you will. But when you're able to go into environments that are a little bit larger that can welcome the commentary and welcome the knowledge that you have to offer, then you can learn how to play bigger.
Right. Right. So that's amazing. And I know, I just said literally the guidance and advice that you've helped me with and things that I've learned from you, I've been able to help companies hit that 7-figure mark, mm-hmm. right? And you're telling me with Ryan, you saw him, great business, great occupation, the way he's mm-hmm. helping people and serving the community. Mm-hmm. You took him from being able to do $120,000 a year mm-hmm. to making $100K plus in a month, one time.
Well, no, like over a period of a year.
A so contract.
Just, right. So these are a series of multiple corporate contracts right. that he's been able to book this and still counting. Mm. And that, when you think about that, it's really only one stream of income in his business, because he has at least 6 or 7 in right. that one business model. Mm. So if you think about that, there's still additional income that he's making. So he's easily going to be able to scale to, you know, 200 or 300K in a year just based off of these strategies and techniques that we've been able to put in place that literally were rooted or strongholds
with
that
the
were
mindset.
Within mindset and confidence.
And that's nothing. The important thing that I really want to touch on mm-hmm. is that what is holding a lot of people back, mm-hmm. it's nothing physical. It's nothing that there's no chains on them.
Nope.
Right?
That's
so,
perspective.
So what I want to touch on just a little bit, because you work with a lot of people. I know that for a fact. You've always are helping people in coaching. What do you think is the number one, and you may have already said it already, what is the number one stronghold or just principality that you see holding people back from achieving their destiny or stepping into their purpose?
The number one thing is confidence all day. Confidence is something that has several, so it's like one rooted issue, but it has like several like ways that it grows out. So confidence not only affects you in your life, but it affects you in your business. So if confidence is something that is holding you up from showing up just in your day-to-day living activities, or if you're on that 9-to-5 and you're going that career path, it's causing you to like shrink back in your work environment, those types of things. If you were to start a business or become a business owner, those same characteristics are going to flow over into your business. And a lot of the times, if you, you know, pay attention to my content, I talk about how your life and your business is really not that separate. Mm. A lot of the behaviors that you do in your everyday activities can end up flowing over into your business, and you don't really realize that it's happening, but it ends up happening, and then you get to a point to where you feel stuck in your business when really it's just, you know, you have these confidence issues that are really, honestly, the only thing that really holds people back is really confidence and mindset. It's literally probably never, ever going to be something like, oh, I need more strategy, or oh, I need to try this coach, or oh, I need to try this particular thing. It's literally probably never that. Like, I'm probably going to be one of the only business coaches out here that are going to tell you every strategy works. Everyone. Every one of them works.
Yeah.
It's power of consistency and it's power of confidence. Mm. It's whichever one you're going to decide that you're going to take. And truthfully, be disciplined to apply.
Mm. So, man, that was so powerful. That was a jewel right there. We're definitely going to play that back. And you know what? What I tell a lot of my partners, because I'm at the point now where we're partnering with a lot of businesses, but because we didn't leveled up, everything has leveled up, right? And oftentimes when they're first coming to me right now, I tell them, look, I'm going to be 100 with you. We can have the best social media managers. I can have the best content. Mm-hmm. We can build you the best website. Mm-hmm. I can go 100 and I can give you everything I got. But if you got a negative mindset or you don't believe in yourself or if you ain't confident, I don't care who you go to.
It won't work.
I don't care what you do. It ain't going to happen for you. And at its core, it's the law of attraction. Like attracts like, right?
Exactly.
And you know what I'm thinking about right now? Is just working with you. We didn't work with so many people. I know a partner that we partnered with, great brand, great products, but there was always that negative thought. There was always that negative input, and you got all, you didn't manifest it this whole store.
You got this,
you have great everything,
right?
But you you counting yourself out. Oh, that's not right.
Right.
Oh, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's And you don't even realize your failure is you.
Right. And people can pick up on that. Like, that's something, that's energy that other people can pick up on. Because you can walk into a room and you can either change the temperature of the room or you can let the temperature of the room change you.
Oh, my goodness. Say it one more time.
You can walk into a room and either be the person that's going to change the temperature of the room or you can let the temperature of the room change you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk in with that negative energy and that negativity and everybody, like, you have people that probably don't even know you. They come, oh, my God, you're so pretty, or, oh, my God, I like this, or, you know, what do you do? And you have to, like, dig up within yourself to get excited about trying to tell somebody about what it is that you do. But you have this negative mindset behind it. How do you think the delivery is going to go?
Right.
It's going to be trash.
Trash.
And then you're going to be looking at it like, nobody wants to shop with me or nobody wants to support me. No, let's start with self.
Mm.
Let's start with self because it's how you self-identify. So how you self-identify is going to be reflected through your outer being.
And, no, keep going,
And then if it's reflected through your outer being, your other human beings that are interacting and being social with you are going to be able to pick up on that. They're going to be able to pick up on the fact that you have low confidence about yourself, that you don't believe in your brand, that you don't believe in yourself. And that causes you to lose, not only lose sales, but lose opportunities. And who knows what other kind of blessings that God may be sending you. Because God may be looking at you saying, like, I've given you the power. The power is within. But you don't, you're not stepping up to the version of you that I need you to be. So you can't have this blessing right now.
Right. And it's so many principles that you're tapping into right now. One principle that I'm thinking about is that everything you do, you got to receive it by faith.
Yeah,
so before you even have these things, you have to have the confidence and the belief that it's already yours. Mm-hmm. So I tell a lot of people that you don't just have things or just become. You have to be before you become.
Exactly.
So you have to speak a certain way. You have to think a certain way. And you have to express a certain energy from your being before you can manifest it in physical form. And another thing that's important that you're talking about is just the power of our words. Nobody wants to shop with me. Guess what? Nobody's shopping with you. You can believe that. Look, I be holding my tongue so much, I don't say nothing against myself. If it's something that go against, even when it look like a certain way, I ain't gonna say it, right? So how, with you being this great life coach, business coach, you know, this person, Mogul Mondays, you literally have Mogul Mondays, winning wisdom Wednesdays, and Freedom Fridays. Those are ways that you're helping people, right? But I want to talk about that. Like, how are you helping people when you identify or they identify that they have these strongholds, these negative impacts that's holding them back from reaching their destiny? What do you incorporate as Cultivate with Tanika Johnson? What do you incorporate to help them break those?
Absolutely. So I have a couple of different frameworks that I actually work through in my business. And a couple of different, what I would say, I guess, taglines or sayings too that will also apply. So one of the main ones that I like to implement with everybody, no matter what you come in my business for, we're always going to do mindset work because I know that there's something there. There's mm-hmm. always going to be something there. And I have this framework inside of my business called the Mindset Renovation Framework. It's literally just a four-step process that I take people through. And so the first step of their process is mindset purge, because just like we said, you have to purge out these negative thoughts. You have to purge out these disbeliefs and these negative, this negative self-talk that it is that you're burying yourself in before you can decide that you want to step up and be what I call the mogul, the future mogul that you decide you want to be, right? So you have to purge that out. Then secondly, you got to get rid of the demolitionist. So if you think about this, start thinking about like a house, like you're flipping a house, right?
Right.
You have to go in and demolition all of the old infrastructure, all of the old foundation before you can come in and start to rebuild. And then the third step of that is like, hey, we're getting ready to rebuild. So let's rebuild on a foundation that's you know, stronger, that's better, that really reflects the person that we're becoming, what I like to call the art of becoming. Hmm. Like you said, you have to be that person before you receive a lot of the things that it is that you're looking for, right? And then once you get to that point to where you're finally able to like step fully into that identity, you have to be able to maintain it. So the fourth step of that is be able to upgrade your blueprint. Mm-hmm. So you got to be able to constantly feed your mindset every day. You got to be able to constantly find a way to keep your mental fortitude intact and be able to feed, you know, your energy and your environment that you're in, and make sure like what you're exchanging with people is great. You know, you don't want it to be limited. And then I have another framework that I also use that's called the powered confidence framework. And the first step of that is repositioning your true identity. So going through that process is basically going through and saying like, what are the, are all the lies that you have been told through your life that you're wearing these name tags every day that you wake up? Some of these name tags need to come off.
You need to take them
off.
If
not
right
all
now.
Of them, they need to just come off. You shouldn't be putting them on with your clothes every day, you know, every day that you wake up. And then going through to the second one is discovering your internal gaps. So even though this is what you're wearing with yourself, like what are your internal gaps, which is what I say self-identification.
Right.
What is going on internally that you even think that these things are valid and should be, you know, acceptable to go out here into your environments or to your engagements every day and say, like, this is what you want to hold on to and self-identify with, right? And then the third step is cultivating confidence. So once you're able to cultivate the confidence that it is that you desire to have for the identity that you're seeking or what's required of you, then you're able to go out here confidently and, you know, nail those sales and nail those opportunities, or just nail, you know, general everyday life goals, you know, because that holds us back too in just everyday life. And then just knowing the step four is that clarity breeds confidence. That's a huge, huge thing.
Say one more time.
Clarity breeds confidence. So a lot of the times when people are not confident about something is because they don't have clarity. And so what I refer to as clarity, clarity is probably like you need to spend some time with God listening.
Right, getting quiet.
Quiet the noise is what I like to say. So you can hear what it is that you need to be focusing on or what you need to do or what direction you need to take.
Yeah. And you know, thank you so much. Look, I'm sitting here like I'm like I'm on the couch right now. I'm taking notes myself right now. I'm like, oh man, okay, yeah.
I'll send them to you later.
Send them to me. You know, but what I'm thinking about is that before you even, that's that big bang going off right now, before you even get that business or that goal or what your destiny or your purpose, right? I think oftentimes that flashes in our mind, but we're not there in the future. But we need those steps that you just said. I can't manifest this business if I have this self-doubt, because everyone, I think everyone is equipped and blessed. Everyone has happy moments or they have states in life where they're at a high energetic state. And I believe that once we're in that high energetic state, that's the form of ideas that flows to my being, right? When you're depressed or you're in a low vibration, you get low vibration ideas. So oftentimes through this journey, we'll meet people who can bring something out of us. Then I'll get that idea in that moment to have this business or to do whatever my purpose is, right? But once I leave that place or I leave this person, I'm back in my normal state.
That's it.
That's where I need that purge.
That's it.
I need my mind to be renewed so that I can consistently nurture what that high state thought was,
right? Those upgrades are for,
Those upgrades. Mm-hmm. Something. I'm flowing. I'm picking up something right now, right? And I think that that's very important. So talk to me. You kind of gave us just your steps and your methods on how you use your clients to break those strongholds. Mm-hmm. But how does this process overall lead them to that personal and business growth? Like, what's the timeline? Or it might not be a timeline, but what do you normally see with a person when they come and work with you?
Mm-hmm.
What does that process look like?
So literally when you come and work with me, I'm not going to work with you any less than 90 days because I follow the rule of 21-90. Mm. It takes 21 days to make or break a habit. It takes 90 days to make it a lifestyle. Mm. So you're not going to work with me less than 90 days. I don't care what we're doing because that's truly the state of where you can truly see like a transformation start to happen. Because behaviors are not learned overnight. They're learned over a period of time, right?
Right.
So just like in terms of like losing weight, you don't gain 300 pounds in one day.
No.
You definitely cannot lose it in one day.
Right.
But so many people get frustrated on their weight loss journey, right? They're just like, dang, I ain't dropped no weight. Like, what do you mean? You didn't get 300 pounds in one day. So it's not going to work like that. So it's like one of those things that you have to be not only confident in yourself, but also securing yourself and knowing like this process can work for you if you truly open your mind up to receive it.
Right.
If you don't open your mind up to receive it, then it's going to seem like it's taking forever. You might be one of the ones that could come in here and excel at it and knock it out in like 45 days, half of the time, right? But generally when people work with me, it's literally probably like that 3 to 6 month window is what looks good for them. Where I've been able to see people really have like the most success and really be able to say like, hey, you look truly different than what you did, you know, when you came into this. I can see how you're flourishing. I can see how the opportunities are coming to you now. I can see how you walk in with confidence and your posture is more powerful now. Like right. I can see how you self-identify now and how, you know, when you talk to me, your delivery and your energetic capacity is completely different than what it was than when you came in, because now you have a firmer belief in yourself.
Right.
And you know that you can go master these things. You know that they're not as hard as you believed that they were before.
Yeah. So let's say if I'm at home right now and I'm viewing this, what are some techniques that I could apply today to help me? Like, I know I'm listening. I know I'm battling or I'm struggling with some of the strongholds that you're mentioning, right?
Right.
How could I start today? What could I tap into right now in this moment that could help me out?
I'm glad you asked. So I'll just give a little bit about like even my own personal journey, how I started. So when I first started realizing like there was way more to life as far as what my purpose was, you know, that was assigned to me, I started off with self-discovery work. And it's really crazy. Like, this might sound silly, but I started off doing self-discovery work by looking up journal prompts on Pinterest. And so every day that I would get off my job, I would come home. It was like a routine for me. I would come home and I would find a journal prompt on Pinterest that was related to self-discovery.
What is that? What is a journal prompt on Pinterest?
A journal prompt is literally just a question. Some sort of question that's going to lead you to more clarity, more time for you to be able to tap into your inner self and be able to say, like, what do I really think about this particular topic or this particular statement or whatever? Okay. I didn't have to use Pinterest to find the journal prompts, but that's just the platform that I chose to use. Right. So every day that I would
shout out to Pinterest, man. Go ahead and sign up, man. She might need a sponsorship.
I'll just listen. I receive it. But that's what I used to do when I would come home from work. I would have, you know, a long day, a very stressful day. And I would come in and I would start with those self-discovery journal prompts. And I literally started learning so much about myself. People think it's silly, when you ask them, like, do you really know yourself? And you try to get them to describe, like, well, what is it that you like? Or what do you not like? And then they can't say anything. Mm. And it's like you've been living in your body for 30 years and you don't know anything about what, you don't know who you are. So it sounds silly to think that you need to do that self-discovery work, but I'm challenging people.
Self-discovery is the first step.
Right. Self-discovery is definitely the first step. Mm. Secondly, is definitely like creating some sort of well-being routine. Because this is going to help you create discipline. Mm. Being disciplined with your well-being and your health is one of the hardest things to do. I don't care what anybody says. If you can master a weight loss journey, if you can master a health-related journey, you have some of the most top-tier discipline literally here.
That you can pull off.
And that may not be in the form of necessarily physical. It might be something that's mental. It might be something spiritual. Mm. You just have to figure out what aligns with you and what your end goal is that you're trying to accomplish.
Right.
So I would definitely start there with those.
Yeah, that's powerful. Self-discovery. Mm-hmm. And when you really think about it, a lot of people don't know who they are. Mm-mm. They don't know what they are or who they are. And they don't know what they like.
No. Nope.
What's your favorite food? That's for women. What you want to eat?
Don't answer that. That's
amazing. So I want to talk about now the importance of shifting one's mindset to overcome these strongholds. Like, why is it so important to make that shift? Because I know you got a lot for me, but. One thing, I know you mentioned Memphis, right? Mm-hmm. You said it's one of the top cities that has overweight people.
Yeah.
And I love Memphis. Shout out to the M, right? I'm super excited to see John Morant come back and catch some of these Grizzlies games. And I think that the biggest thing that the majority of the people in Memphis, it's a black city. So it's a majority black city, right? Mm-hmm. But it's one of the poor cities. And it's one of the unhealthiest cities, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the most talented. A lot of people who make they from Memphis.
Listen.
I think it's the mindset.
It's definitely the mindset. And I'm so glad that you brought that up because I'm literally like one of my missions right now, you know, in my business and just like life purpose missions is how do we start to change the mindsets of the people? Because it's not that Memphis lacks resources. And especially since now I've been serving on the board of a nonprofit. Shout out to Breakthrough Leadership Foundation. I'm the vice president of training and education. But I serve on that nonprofit. So they work heavily in workforce development. That's pretty much what they do in like economic development. And so getting to be able to be in the presence of like this organization and our partners that we work with to like collaborate and do these events and bring these programs in, it's literally a mindset thing. Memphis is full of talented individuals.
A lot.
But they have not been exposed. They fail because of lack of exposure because all they know is the hood they grew up in. Mm. They're scared to step out of it. And then their peers. Their peers are not doing it either. So they kind of get wrapped up in the spider web of like, I don't really want to go too far. I just want to, you know, kind of stay right here in my comfort zone when literally, like, if they could take their talents and just, you know, shift their mindsets to be able to say, like, what you're doing is not just a local thing. Right. It's something that could be a whole lot bigger that could help you come back and buy the hood. That could help take you and some of your homeboys and homegirls, you know, out of the hood to a different level, to a different lifestyle if that's what you desire it to be. You can come back and buy grandmama's house if that's what you want to do. You know what I'm saying? But it's literally the mindsets of the people just not having the exposure to what it is that they need. And like I said, it's not a lack of resources in Memphis because they have a lot of money coming through the city right now to be able to equip people. Mm. But if you don't feel like you need to be equipped, you ain't going to go after the resources that are there. So I think, you know, it's just a lack of exposure. And to me, it's just very unfortunate because Memphis does have some very, very talented individuals. And it literally could be like another Atlanta to me, or even better to me.
They say Atlanta kind of started like that before the Olympics, I think, came in Atlanta.
Yeah.
You know, the majority of it was like poverty and projects.
Yes, yes. So Memphis needs something to be able to, you know, bring the influence. And I think they're working towards that now with the infrastructure and trying to make it more of not, I don't want to say like a tourist related city, but they're trying to make it more of an attractive element to be able to bring some larger opportunities into it, and to be able to take some of the blight that is kind of looked at it as, to be able to take some of that and be able to make it seem like it's a created to be a different environment in a different city.
So if I'm in Memphis right now, I got this amazing business, or I'm super talented, I'm this super creative person, how am I tapping into these resources that you talk about? Like, where do I find them?
Absolutely. So you have the Office of Business Diversity and Compliance that's there. You have Epicenter Memphis that's there. You have, what is it, the Women's, WBENC. I can't remember exactly what it stands for. But, and then you have places like STS Enterprises that have mentorship for like youth and programs for the youth to enter into entrepreneurship. You have our organization, like I just talked about, Breakthrough Leadership Foundation. We partner with a lot of different organizations that are there in the city to help single moms or single fathers, you know, still be able to execute their dreams and, you know, be able to make more money so they can start to pull themselves out of poverty and stuff like that and take better care of their children. Like, they're literally everywhere. The Shelby County government has a lot of opportunities. City of Memphis has a lot of opportunities. You just have to be able to tap into these networks to be able to get into. And they're free. The classes are free most of the time. They're free. It just takes you showing up and just taking good notes or making good connections and saying, like, hey, I want to change my life and do something different.
Yeah. So I think that making this shift, and nothing is, quote unquote, just going to be easy or like a walk in the park, right? But we do decree favor. Hello. we do want the favor, though.
We do.
With that being said, I think a skill one must possess is being resilient.
Absolutely.
During this process.
Absolutely.
So talk to us about the importance of when you're working with your clients who has this trauma or traumatic energy or whatever, this not being confident in themselves, there has to be some sort of resiliency to make it to the other end.
Yeah, and I think with me kind of being like, I guess you could say like that lies in between them and their success. For them to be able to tap into me and tap into my light and tap into, you know, be able to plug up and recharge, because they too, you know, have experience to where, you know, similar to mine. Like, a lot of my family, I can't tap into to do what it is that I need to do as an entrepreneur. It's not really something that's recognized in my family. I think we really only have like one real entrepreneur in my family.
It's you?
No, my aunt. But they come from, you know, similar backgrounds to where, like, it seems like nobody really understands what it is that you're out here doing. So it's like, if nobody understands what I'm really out here doing and I don't have the proper support, which we're not saying that, you know, support from your family and friends should stop you. It's great if you do have a genuine support from your family and friends, but it's not always going to be there, because that's not where you're going into business.
No.
It is not how you're going to have a sustainable business. So it's like, where can I go to be able to, you know, tap into some of their resiliency and say, like, hey, if she did it, I could do it too.
Right.
Or, hey, if he did it, I could do it too. So it's getting them in and, like I said, working on their mindset shift, working on their self-identification, working on, like what I said, the art of becoming is what I like to call it, because it is an art to it. Like, you have to have their resiliency through the process. You have to have that patience through the process. And you have to learn how to be okay with evolving and be okay with having flexibility in your vision and your mission, because it's not going to always go exactly how you think it's going to go. But I think the biggest thing is, you know, knowing that you're consciously working towards what it is that you're trying to get to. If you consciously know that you're putting in the work, a lot of the time you won't have an issue with like remaining resilient and remaining patient, because you're doing things that you know are moving the needle. It's usually when, you know, we kind of pull back and we're like, I'm not doing anything that's consciously moving the needle. That's when it starts to like kind of like creep up on us, or maybe give us anxiety or make us feel overwhelmed or something like that. But when you consciously know you're giving like that extra 1% every day, by the end of the day, like by the end of the year, you're going to have 365%. That's way more than a lot of people have, you know, by the end of the year. So
how can people measure, their progress in breaking these strongholds and achieving their destiny?
So one of the ways that I measure what goes on with myself, and even what I tell my clients too, is to have a journal. To have a journal. Or if you're somebody like, you're not really a writer, I'm a writer. If you rather do video, if you rather do voice notes, those are options too. But you have the ability to be able to go back and say like, hey, this is where I started and this is where I am now. In the sense of a journal, you could go back and read passages and see like when you were at your lowest.
Wow.
And then like when you like, oh my God, God really coming through. Like things really changing. Like we on a new level, right?
I need a journal.
Right. You need every, I think everybody needs a journal, but I know everybody's not a writer.
Right.
So if you want to use it in terms of voice notes, use those voice notes to be able to record, like, how do you feel that day? Or use the voice notes to be able to, like, put some affirmations on there. So when you do have low days or when you do have days where you feel like your energy will be off, you can use those to, like, play back and say, you know what? This is who I am.
And that's going to instantly shift your energy.
Instantly.
Really,
because you
think
you
about
hear
it.
Yourself sing, right? So that's you pouring back into you. And then if you're somebody that rather would do it through picture or video, you know, create a little album in your phone and just say like this.
Or your social media, right?
Right. Or your social media.
I'll be looking bad like, damn, bro,
right.
You still
your social
up,
media
bro.
Is a representation of that too. Because I know I can go back and be like, girl, you struggling. I don't know who that person was. But yeah. I can look at it now and be like, girl, we popping.
You did
that. The mogul is she's being birthed right now, right? But like those are some things that you could easily like, you know, put in front of you that are visibly representative that you can connect with on a daily basis to say, okay, I can give my extra 1% today because I know I'm going to, you know, show up and do what I need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so important. And I love that. And I'm thinking, you want to know what's powerful, kind of like how you touched on that. I've written a few books and I can go back and like look at things like that.
Yep.
But how you even mentioned you can have like those affirmations with those voice memos.
Yeah.
One thing that I do, because I know the power of our subconscious mind and just hear myself, I'll record whatever my goals are, me saying that affirmation or decree in that current state, but it's from the future. And I'll keep it on repeat and go to sleep listening to myself.
That's a good
way. And as I'm sleeping, because it's my voice, I'm dreaming.
Yep.
So I literally know how to dream whatever I want.
Yep.
It's just, it's something about hearing your voice talking when you go to sleep.
Yep.
And a lot of my manifestations have come, even the Big Bang. I didn't play myself and heard it.
Yeah.
And the universe and just brought it to me.
Brought it too. There you go.
You get what I'm saying? So even if there's something that I want to manifest or do, or even a person, don't let me have a bad relationship or something. I got something right now. I'm recording that voice memo. This is all. I love how this has turned out, and this person works this way and this every time, because we wrestle not with flesh and blood. So it's not that person, and it wasn't that job, and it's not this production. It's something in the spirit. It's
That's
a stronghold
that.
And when you think about it, we're telling people this all the time, is that I don't need to necessarily do something in the flesh. Words, we can't see words, but we can hear them. So that's got to be something spirit.
Correct.
I can't, my mindset and what I'm thinking, I can't hold those thoughts. So that has to be something spirit, right? So even then, my technologies and my strategy is coming from there, right?
Listen.
So you said that though.
Yes. See?
You said that. So what? What I want to kind of almost end with as we get to the end of having your presence and your beauty is what are some true indicators of success?
So I'm glad you asked this question. And I'm probably going to throw you a curveball.
Come on, man. I don't know.
So I'm not the person that's going to tell you what success looks like, because I can't identify that for you. What I will say is that success looks different for everybody.
Right.
And what I will say is sometimes when we feel like we're not having the success that we think we should have because we have identified with other people's types of success and not our types of success, success, that might be why, because you have not taken the time to sit down and say, well, what is success for me?
Right.
Is it I want the multi-seven-figure empire? Right. Is it, I could be cool with half a, you know, half a meal and, you know, I could do some things and flip it, you know, flip it and repeat it a couple of times if that's what I want to do. But that's how you identify. Right. And if that's what you identify with, that's cool. I'm not saying that you're too small, that's not enough, whatever. But I definitely think it has to be something that you yourself as the individual have to identify with. So if your identification is of success is having multiple cars and multiple houses, cool, that's your identification of success. They may not be mine.
Right.
But whatever it is for that individual, it truly is that they have to sit down and say, well, how will I know that I have been successful on my journey? What will be my indicator of success to say, like, I know this is happening for me and it has happened and it's going to continue to happen. Mm. What does that look like for the individual? So I'm going to say whatever the individual identifies as their form of success, I think that that's what they should be able to take. And like you said, put it into words or put it into sound and be able to, you know, put some sort of tactical, you know, thing to it to be able to manifest it and bring it into the physical.
Right. And you threw a curveball, but you really didn't throw one because I'm telling you, I tell people all the time, success is nothing you can hold. Success is not tangible. So you may talk about those cars or that money or that health, but it's really, I tell people a lot of times, it's not the money that you want. It's not that I can go on the mall and just buy whatever I want.
Peace.
There you go. Peace. Peace. Joy.
Yep.
Love.
Yep.
Happiness.
Things you can't buy.
Patience.
Right.
And those manifest in different forms for different people.
Yep.
If that makes sense. Because you can have all the money in the world and be depressed.
I know somebody right now.
Well, look, pray for them. But this is what I want to do. It's been such a joy and a privilege. I have to have you multiple episodes, seasons because... You got so many jewels, right?
Wow.
But if we can leave our viewers with one thing that could activate that bang in their life, you know, that big bang for them, what would it be and why? And I want you to tell the viewers this.
Okay. So if I could leave you with one thing that would activate that big bang into your life, it's going to be never be scared to evolve. You have to be able to learn how to adapt in life. You have to be able to learn how to adapt in business. But you have to be able to learn how to be okay with being uncomfortable. You have to give yourself space to evolve. You have to give yourself space to be able to truly grow into that identity that it is that you're seeking, that power woman or that power man that it is that you see yourself, you know, in your dreams or in your journal or in your voice notes, whatever the case may be. Give yourself grace and space to be able to evolve. And if your environments are too small and don't allow you to do that, then make sure that you're finding some other way to be able to pick yourself up and put yourself in the environments that you need so you can properly evolve in the way that you desire.
Yeah, let's go. Success. So you heard it here. Thank you all for joining in again. I want to give a huge shout out to our sponsors that got success. Make sure you all go to gotsuccessstore.com. You can catch us every Sunday at 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, coming to you with some amazing guests to unlock something in your spirit. We're super thankful. I'll see you next week. Let's get it.